Support comes from the Missouri Forest Products Association, saluting Earth Day on April 22nd with an ongoing commitment to help offset carbon emissions with sustainable harvesting of Missouri forests. Details at choosewood.com.
The genre of Christian music, do you feel like that holds you back in some ways? There's things you want to sing about that don't fall under that rubric?
I think that's what makes me different, because I feel like we search for answers and questions in so many places, but how would it look if we searched for all those answers at the one that created it all? I'm not bound by my creativity because I'm labeled as a Christian artist. In fact, I think my creativity is actually expanded.
I'm Sarah Fenske. This is St. Louis on the Air. The pandemic has been hard on many musicians, financially and creatively. But for singer-songwriter Lloyd Nix, it's been a surprisingly fruitful period. Nix has been making music for 10 years now. Then he released a single at a time when most of the world was shut down. And it blew up. That song is called Never Fail, and it's actually the first local track ever to get airplay on the Christian pop radio station Joy FM.
When I find no reason in the pain, though I come up empty, this remains one truth that will never change.
And that is Never Fail from the artist Lloyd Nix. He's a native of Cahokia, Illinois, and he now lives in Chesterfield. And he joins us today. Lloyd, welcome.
Hey, it's good to be here.
So, Lloyd, you released Never Fail in May, and it's still climbing Billboard's Christian Airwaves chart. What has it been like to see it just take off like this?
Oh, man, my mind is blown by the overwhelming support for this track. I know for me and the team, we're just excited for how far it's going and how it's continuing to climb the charts. It's nothing short of amazing, and we're just riding this plane to see where it goes.
So I understand this version that we're hearing today, this wasn't your first version of the song. Did it go through big changes during that writing and recording process?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Like, this is probably version number 5 or 6. It went through about 4 rewrites and like 4 or 5 reproductions of the music. And we just wanted to make sure that it was perfect when we put it out.
So did the meaning, or I guess the what you were trying to express, did that change in all those different versions?
Not at all. We always wanted this song to be an anthem. We wanted it to be a song that would kind of stick and be the soundtrack of people's life. I know for many of us, like, this year has been one event after another. It seems like things just keep happening that it seems like we needed something to be an anthem that kind of like was a act of just kind of being a rebel against the time. Like, 2020 was hard for a lot of us, but for us to like boldly stand up and say together, no, God never fails. He's always there with us. He's going to get us through this like he did before. He's always going to be there for us.
It does seem like the perfect song for this past year that we've been through. I can see why it's found such success. Did you write it before the pandemic?
So we actually started writing it a year before the pandemic even started, and we had no idea that this song was going to be just what we needed in this season.
Boy, that's some perfect timing. So what originally inspired it?
So I was sitting at home. I was doing some of my weekly writing where I sit down and I kind of like just have my quiet time to see what song is kind of being placed on my heart. And I had this idea of talking about this God that never failed, talking about how he's consistent in every season. If I'm in the valley, he's good. Even if I'm in the mountain, he's good. And how can I somehow take my name out of it and put a blank there for anybody else to write their name in there?
Have you had that kind of situation where you've been down in the valleys and God has come through for you?
Oh, for sure. Like for me, I lost my mom to cancer 5 years ago on my birthday.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
And it completely destroyed my concept of reality. I've experienced some of the lowest moments in my life this past 5 years. But I can honestly say right now, through this through these 5 years, God has walked with me. He's been constant with me. He's shown me a measure of grace and peace that I never knew existed. And through this time, like this song, it's bigger than just a song to me. It's my testimony that God never fails. He didn't leave me in my despair. In fact, he walked with me through it.
I feel like some people might have a different reaction to losing their mother, as you say, on your birthday. That's so hard. I can see other people blaming God for that and saying, God, why would you take my mother away? What has led you to think of that differently?
Well, for me, I believe the word is what it says it is. I believe that God, he does give you peace that surpasses all understanding. And there is also another scripture said, if you suffer with me, you're going to reign with me. And I hold that dearly because that means that the grief that I went through and the grief that I'm experiencing, the glory is going to be so much greater than that. Mm. And so for me, I could sit back and I can let my song be silent, or I can use all the pain and all the hurt to get the glory, for him to get the glory, for me to be everything that he wants me to be in life. Mm. So for me, I choose to keep fighting for who I'm supposed to be.
And now some glory is coming your way. I mentioned earlier, this is the first local single to be featured at Joy FM. That's the big deal Christian music station in town. We actually confirmed with them. The person our producer spoke to said, yeah, going back decades, they can't remember another time this has happened. Do you know how your song even got on their radar?
People ask me all the time, like, how did you get on Joy FM? I'm like, I'm sitting back like, I have no idea. But It's an honor because I've been listening to it for the past 10 years, and just people over there, like the owner of the station, Sandy Brown, and for everything that they're doing over there, like I've always been a champion of Joy FM, but it feels good to be representing the home team, to say that I'm not the only one here in St. Louis that has talent. I believe our region is filled with so many talented people, and hopefully I won't be the last. Hopefully this has created a stage for other folks here in St. Louis to step up on so they can show the awesome talent that they have been gifted with as well.
And I imagine you're hoping that Never Fail won't be the last of your music to go on Joy FM. It's actually not your latest release either. Last October, you released a song called Focus. Let's listen to that.
I'll just keep focus on you. Let it be my battle cry. I'll just keep focus. I'll just keep focus on you. All these small screens, they got me worried. Vision blurry, but I hear you call me. So I'm coming in closer. Closer than ever. So when the bomb drops, you will be my shelter. Everything changes, I'll be still, 'cause you're still the same. What if there's the war inside? I'll just keep focus on you.
And that is Focus from the artist Lloyd Nix, who is here with me today talking about this. Lloyd, I hear in those lyrics you talk about when the bomb drops, when everything changes. I've got to imagine that this one was directly inspired by what's happened in the past year.
Oh, for sure. It was written right in the middle of quarantine. In one of my other writing sessions, and I invited my close friend Quincy Scott in, and I said, how can we give some people some hope, but also call out what we're experiencing, but give them something to look for that surpasses everything that we're seeing? And so we called out the bombs and the smoke. I feel like that illustrates perfectly what we've been through this year, but how would it look if we focused on hope rather than what we're going through?
So Lloyd, now that we've heard a little bit of your music, I'm very curious, how did you end up getting into making music and writing it yourself in the first place?
So I actually, my family is not really that musical, so I just always had this connection to music that helped me kind of explore my feelings a little bit deeper. And for me, it's been the easiest way for me to express my deepest emotions. And so I found music as one of my hiding places for me to just express who I am fully. But then also I had a high school teacher named Ms. Zimmerman, Penny Zimmerman from Cahokia High School, that really came in as a second mom to me. Mm-hmm. And she just took me under her wing and she nurtured me and she taught me about the gift of music, which inspired me to go study music. So I have a bachelor's in vocal performance from Greenville University in Greenville, Illinois. And so I've found a love for music, not only personally, but also I love the study of music as well.
And have you been able to make that your day job in addition to being your passion?
Oh, yeah. So I currently am a worship leader at The Crossing in St. Louis. It's a multi-site church in St. Louis. We have four locations, and my pastor is Greg Holder. And, man, he's been such a huge supporter of me from the whole Crossing family. Like, shout out to them for just being some of my biggest supporters. They champion me with everything that I'm doing, and I'm so grateful to be a part of that community.
Boy, that's great. That sounds like that's been a real support for you at a time when you don't have your mom here anymore. You're not just on your own. You have a church family.
Yes.
I got to wonder, as a musician, the genre of Christian music, do you feel like that holds you back in some ways? There's things you want to sing about that don't fall under that rubric?
I think that's what makes me different, because I feel like we search for answers and questions in so many places. But how would it look if we search for all those answers at the one that created it all, who's the author and finisher of it all? So I think for me, I'm not bound by my creativity because I'm labeled as a Christian artist. In fact, I think my creativity is actually expanded. And shout out to my label Kingly here in St. Louis, holding down the fort for this area, who challenged me to think deeper and how can I bring some of those messages that are sometimes veered away from into Christian music and give it some hope. And also at the same time, create a sound that is infectious throughout music entirely, not just Christian music.
You talked about some topics that are veered away from. You mean getting into some of the struggle of life and some of the things that are more difficult?
Yeah, I mean, we're human. We're all experiencing real life. And for me, I can't just go around and ignore and walk around on a cloud. Like, sometimes life is amazing, but sometimes we go through some tough stuff and people need hope in the midst of sorrow, hope in the midst of things that they don't see any way out. So for me to be a voice and for God to use me to give them some hope, I'm honored. I'm honored to be that person.
Well, and I understand you're already starting to get the word out about your next single. This is going to be called Big God, Big Love. What's the timing you're looking for on that?
So we're looking to release Big God, Big Love by the middle of March. And so, like, we're excited about this song because it's literally me going back to the origins of when I lost my mom and how I was in a place of just I could not believe or accept where I was. It's actually a rewrite of a song I released around 4 years ago, but we wanted to rewrite it and put some fresh lyrics on it. Update. It's April 19th when it's coming out. My bad. And so we wanted to rewrite it and put some fresh lyrics on it, but also open up the story for more people to put their name on it. So it's not just Lloyd's story, but what would it look like if it was your story or somebody that needs it right now in this season? We wanted to give them a song of hope, a song of deliverance, a song of praise in the midst of what they're going through.
So if people want to keep an eye on what you're doing, we want to encourage them to check out your website. That's LloydNix.org. We'll also get that linked on our own website. And Lloyd Nix, I want to thank you so much for joining us today.
All right. And I would love to connect with everybody. If you can, connect with me on social media. I try to keep that update. All of my handles are Lloyd Nix Jr. That's LloydNicks. And all Jr. And then also follow Kingly as well. It's a lot of good stuff that we got going on.
That is the artist Lloyd Nix. More reporting from the St. Louis on the Air team is available at stlpublicradio.org. You can also find St. Louis on the Air wherever you get your podcasts. St. Louis on the Air is produced by Evie Hempel, Laura Hamden, Emily Woodbury, and Alex Hoyer. The audio engineer is Aaron Dorr. St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU. Thank you for listening. I'm Sarah Fenske.
Support comes from the Missouri Forest Products Association, saluting Earth Day on April 22nd with an ongoing commitment to help offset carbon emissions with sustainable harvesting of Missouri forests. Details at choosewood.com.